Hey, Holocult, the weather's getting nice, and you know what that means. It's cryptid hunting season. And the first rule to cryptid hunting is good footwear. That's why we're excited to announce our partnership with Tecovas Boots. When you're out hunting the Dogman or stalking Chupacabra, you don't have time to break in boots. That's why Tecovas is so nice. They have first wear comfort. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with their styles when you're out hunting cryptids.
And let me tell you, their styles are on point. I've always considered getting me a pair of snakeskin boots, and their pair is mint. They also have crocodile boots, caiman boots, ostrich boots, regular leather boots. They have it all, and it's ridiculously awesome. You can even stop by the local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So just imagine yourself getting a pair of legitimate snakeskin Hollow Sky branded boots. How awesome would that be?
Nothing is going to intimidate a dog man like a nice pair of gator skin boots. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Surprise, it's us, your Hollow Sky crew, Steve
and Kyle.
And we know you're not supposed to hear from us for another week or so, but we make the rules, so we do whatever we want.
And there are no rules.
Yeah, they're not. We're coming to you guys today with a short little mini-sode, I suppose it is, to talk about the correspondence with our first listener email, Lauren. She sent in her experiences that we covered on episode 2. And in that time, her and Kyle have had a lot of correspondence back and forth about our experiences, and we just want to take some time to touch base with that and follow up with all you.
Yeah, and just to keep you guys informed. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and read some of it. She says, "Hey, y'all, just listened to the new podcast, and can I just say that foot mystery story made me think of Dexter. So weird, though. Anyways, answering y'all's questions, we called it Amelia to make ourselves feel better about what was going on. And because of what my mom saw in her bedroom that night, and things would be moved around out of their places from time to time. Some events felt kind and some felt very uneasy and startling, as if it was trying to scare us. I hope I'm not haunted. I guess I've never really thought about something following me around, but it makes sense. When y'all asked if we had a family heirloom or something we picked up at a flea market, that's when it hit me. We've had this really old medical advisor book in our family for decades. My mom has had it since her parents moved to New Mexico when I was very little. Then she gave it to me when I moved out for a keepsake to carry on. I kept it high on a bookshelf to keep it safe from the kids. I went through it today and took some photos for y'all. I guess since it is a medical advisory book, it may have been around some tragic situations in the past. We aren't entirely sure how old the book is, but there is writing in it that has dates starting at 1881, and our old family names in it. There are old newspaper clippings in from the late 1920s as well. I've never really thought anything of it until y'all asked me that question, and it's the only thing that I have that's a family heirloom. Anyways, I've attached some photos of it. It's a pretty cool book, actually. I really do think we have someone looking over us. We have had a red cardinal that visits our kitchen window every morning. Unfortunately, our family has had a lot of deaths in the family, so we can't quite pinpoint who's looking over us. We like to think it's all of them. Also, my husband just reminded me that we've had this old Ouija board that we found at an estate sale online that's from the 60s, but we've only opened it once just to see the condition. I bought it thinking it would be worth something someday, maybe. There are letters handwritten inside the box, but it doesn't spell out anything. Anyways, there's that too. But that has only been around here a few years, and the activity we experience hasn't changed since getting it. We also keep this boxed up in our garage and intend to keep it that way so our kids don't find it one day.
All right. Well, thanks, Lauren, for getting back with us, answering some of our questions. In response to the old medical book, you said that it came with you from your parents' house. Did anything strange occur at your parents' house after the book came with you to kind of like lead credence to maybe the book has something attached to it, kind of single those out? So if you've heard anything going on at your childhood home, you can get back with us and let us know about that.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good thought that maybe it is connected to the book. And if the book's gone from our parents' house, then in theory, nothing else would be happening there.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was trying to do, single out some avenues, try and narrow this down.
Right.
Also, I'm not a very big believer in the Ouija boards, but if the Ouija board could have something to do with it, which, I mean, it doesn't sound like it does, because right. You said the activity didn't change, why are you keeping it, is my question.
Well, in her defense, it's cool, and it's from the 60s.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty cool.
So it was Woodstock, and that sucked.
Well, there is that. We just lost every follower we've ever had. But anyways.
It's late.
It is late. This, for me, has been one of the more humbling experiences that we've gotten out of this podcast so far, even though we're only 3 episodes deep.
Yeah, 2 at this point.
Yeah.
Because the third one hasn't came out yet.
Right. But I don't know. I just find it really humbling that someone that I do not know. Now, my wife knows you, but I don't know who you are. You're all the way in Texas. And the fact that you're taking time out of your day to contact us and stay in touch and send pictures of the book, which the book is super creepy looking.
Yeah, we are going to post that to our social media pages.
Yeah.
If that's something you don't want us to do, Lauren, let us know. Well, they'll probably already be up by that time.
Yeah,
so
too late.
We're going to share them with everyone to check it out because it is awesome.
It is awesome. It is creepy and awesome at the exact same time. And the Ouija board is pretty cool too. I've got some pictures of that that I'm going to go ahead and post. But like I said, this, I don't know, for some reason, this has meant a lot to me. The fact that, like I said, somebody's taken the time out of their day to send us pictures, to stay in contact. I don't know. It's just really awesome.
Yeah, and it extends further than just Lauren. That goes for everyone that has taken the time to send us an email, message us, send us a voicemail.
Right.
It's I can't think of a different word. It's awesome. It's absolutely awesome that you guys care enough about what we're doing to want to be part of it and want to extend it further.
Absolutely.
And we just want to build this. We want to build a community with you guys. And
yeah.
Be an outlet.
And, I mean, heck, you know, our first 2 episodes have been out for 2 weeks now. And we've already smashed over 100 downloads, which is a lot more than we thought we would ever get.
Yeah, absolutely. It's you guys that keep the ball rolling.
Yeah.
You know? And we want to be your outlet for these stories. You don't have to keep these things inside. We want to be able to put those out there for everyone to hear.
So yep. and let this little mini episode here lead credence to, we are going to try our best to stay in contact with everyone who wants to stay in contact with us.
So on that note, maybe get used to these little drops here and there.
Yeah.
And let's get weird and stay weird, folks.
Thanks, Lauren, for getting weird with us.